96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The North Country Riders ATV Club is reminding riders to follow the rules of the road as ATV and UTV traffic increases across Sawyer County this summer. The club says road routes are an important part of the county's trail system, connecting riders to trails, businesses, and lodging throughout the area. They're encouraging riders to understand the differences between state highways, county roads, and town roads before heading out. State highways are generally closed to ATV traffic unless marked with green ATV route signs. The club specifically reminds riders not to operate on Highway 63 except where crossing is permitted. County roads in Sawyer County are generally open, although some restrictions apply within the Lacouture Reservation. Many town roads and city streets in Hayward are also open to ATV use. The club also encourages riders to obey posted speed limits, keep pace with traffic on higher speed roads, slow down near pedestrians and bicyclists, and avoid excessive noise in residential areas. Additional trail and route information is available through the Trail Trekker app. Runners and walkers are being invited to downtown Hayward this weekend for the annual Muskie 5K Run Walk. The family-friendly event will take place Sunday, June 28th, with races beginning at 8:30 a.m. The course travels through downtown Hayward, starting and finishing on Main Street in front of Friends and Bank and Trust. Awards will be presented to the top male and female finishers in both the 5K and 10K races, along with additional prizes for age group winners. The event also includes the free Minnow Run for children ages 12 and under. That race begins immediately following the 5K and 10K races, with all participants receiving a prize. Race day registration will be available Sunday morning until 8 a.m. You can find more at muskiefest.com. The American Automobile Association is projecting a record-breaking Independence Day travel period in Wisconsin and across the country. More than 1.6 million Wisconsinites are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home between June 27th and July 5th, and more than 1.4 million of those travelers are expected to drive to their destinations. Nationwide, the association estimates 72.2 million Americans will travel during the holiday period, surpassing last year's record of 71.8 million travelers. Driving remains the most popular way to travel, accounting for about 85% of holiday travelers. While air travel is expected to remain relatively steady compared to last year, travel by bus, train, and cruise ship is projected to see the largest increase. With the 4th of July holiday just around the corner, the American Automobile Association is encouraging travelers to plan ahead and leave early to avoid the heaviest traffic, which is expected to begin July 2nd and continue through the holiday weekend. They also remind drivers to avoid impaired driving and to slow down and move over when approaching emergency responders and stranded motorists on the side of the road. Blood and platelet donors are needed to help keep the nation's blood supply stable this summer. The American Red Cross says it has seen about a 20% drop in the availability of critical blood products in recent weeks, especially type O blood and platelets. To encourage donations, the Red Cross is partnering with Warner Bros. Discovery Global Consumer Products to remind people that the need for blood never takes a vacation. Anyone who donates blood or platelets between June 29th and July 12th will receive a limited edition Red Cross and Looney Tunes t-shirt while supplies last. To schedule an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. An 80-year-old Ashland woman was arrested on June 19th on a fifth offense operating while intoxicated charge after driving her vehicle into a swamp in Ashland County. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, a trooper responded to a single vehicle crash at about 10:45 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 2 and Old Highway 2 in the town of Sanburn. The preliminary investigation indicates Sandra Otto failed to negotiate a curve and drove off the roadway into a swamp. The State Patrol says Otto showed signs of impairment during the investigation and was taken into custody for operating while intoxicated. Otto was transported to a local hospital for an evidentiary chemical blood test and was later booked into the Ashland County Jail. She was also cited for operating while revoked and failure to install an ignition interlock device. Bayfield County is seeking outside help as local ambulance services continue to face staffing shortages. The county has issued a request for proposals for one or more emergency medical service providers dollars to create what they're calling a safety net for the county's existing EMS system. Bayfield County is currently served by 9 EMS organizations, including 7 volunteer ambulance services. Officials say any outside provider would work with existing ambulance services to help fill coverage gaps, and they say the goal is to support the current EMS system, not replace it. According to county documents, ambulance services in Bayfield County missed 108 calls in 2025, primarily due to staffing shortages. That's a 65% increase from the previous year. County officials say it's becoming harder to recruit and retain volunteer EMTs while demand for ambulance service continues to grow. Long travel distances, seasonal population increases, and the lack of a local hospital add to those challenges. County leaders hope to have a supplemental EMS provider in place by January 2027. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Some are calling it the end of an era. The Milwaukee Bucks trade the arguably greatest player in franchise history, Giannis Antetokounmpo, to the Miami Heat. The blockbuster trade broke late on Monday night after months, if not years, of uncertainty surrounding the star sharpshooter. On a special edition of Civic Media's Make the Call, Jimmy Casca and the crew commiserate over the trade, seeing Giannis leave Milwaukee, and the championship legacy Bucks fans still get to hold on to.
I was very sad for a while because it's to me, you know, the end of an era for the Bucks. It's just one of those things, like, you knew it was coming, you didn't want it to happen, and it did anyway. I'm curious about where you guys are at. I felt like this was inevitable, and we have finally arrived to that day.
As Jimmy says, Giannis saved basketball here in Wisconsin and delivered the 2021 title, the parade and years of memories that can't be taken away. A man accused of secretly placing a recording device inside a bathroom at the Menominee Medical Office where he worked is now facing charges in Eau Claire County. Medical assistant Meng Vang has been facing 30 felony charges in Dunn County, but now faces additional charges with prosecutors saying they found images secretly recorded by the defendant at a Reform Medicine office in Eau Claire. Vang is scheduled to appear in court on the new charges today. Finding new leadership for UW-Madison and the state university system will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars and take months to complete. The combined searches for a new chancellor and system president are expected to exceed $461,000. Outside firms are leading the effort, helping identify candidates and manage the hiring process. The president's position became vacant after a high-profile firing of Jay Rothman earlier this year. Regents say they hope to fill that role first, with a decision expected later this fall. Eau Claire County has officially filed a lawsuit against a number of chemical manufacturers over PFAS contamination. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
The lawsuit was filed in Chippewa County Circuit Court earlier this month as the county seeks to recover damages for the forever chemicals in the water supply near the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport. According to the complaint, the named defendants in the lawsuit include companies like 3M, DuPont, and more, and lists 7 causes of action, including defective design, negligence, and violations of the Wisconsin Uniform Fraudulent Transfer Act. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Environmental regulators say nearly 100 public water systems in Wisconsin have PFAS levels above federal drinking water standards enacted last year. That includes water systems in the cities of Eau Claire, Wausau, Madison, and La Crosse. Students in Madison will have much less access to their phones at school starting this fall under a new district policy. Middle schoolers will not be allowed to use phones at all during the school day, even at lunch or recess. High school students will have to keep devices put away during class, passing periods, and school activities, but can use them at lunch. The school board approved the plan to meet a new state law, though some parents say it may not go far enough or include enough community input. The furthermost upriver lock in the lower Fox River system may soon see boat traffic again after being closed for more than a decade. The Fox River Navigational System Authority has approved an agreement with the DNR on the Menasha Lock. Built in the mid-1800s, the Menasha Lock was closed due to an invasive species of fish, the round goby, being found below the Nina Dam. The recent agreement means the DNR will apply a fish toxicant to prevent the spread of round gobies into the Winnebago system while commercial boats move through the system. The agreement doesn't include recreational boaters at this point, but officials say they hope to get to that point over the next year. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Another Brewers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Reds again, this time 2-0, thanks to another great pitching performance. On Monday, it was Brandon Woodruff. This time, Brandon Sproat. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was dominant. Best outing of the year. Best stuff of the year. Yeah, and he could have kept going. His calf tightened up in the fifth. You probably noticed him grabbing it, but he wanted to stay for the sixth, and then after the sixth, we didn't want to risk it. He could have stayed, but things worked out.
Sproat allowing just one hit in six innings. The Brewers going for the sweep tonight. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks adding two new players in the draft. Guard Braden Burries and forward Nate Amon. Burries asked about being yet another player out of Arizona getting drafted by an NBA team.
It's an opportunity of a lifetime. The legends before me, and I'm just trying to get to where they're at. Shout out to all the AZ guys that got drafted, and I feel like it's gonna be another one tonight.
That's the Bucks' Braden Burries. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then mostly cloudy through the night. Low dropping into the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.